I reached the crucial point soon enough, but only by curling my toes tight upon the bowsprit, and holding fast onto the back rope line with one hand was I able to free the other to take Grimes's splicing knife from my pocket. I leaned forward and began to cut. The tightness of the tangled line helped. The knife cut freely. Too much so. The last remaining strand snapped with a crack. The sail boomed out, flicking away at my cutting hand, and the knife went flying into the sea. Even as I lunged for it, the bowsprit plunged. I slipped and started to fall. By merest chance, I made a successful grab at the bowsprit itself, which left me hanging, feet dangling, only a few feet above the rushing sea. As the Seahawk plunged and plunged again, I was dunked to my waist, to my chest. I tried to swing myself up to hook my feet over, but I could not. The sea kept snatching at me, trying to pull me down while I dangled there, kicking wildly, uselessly. Twice my head went under. Blinded, I swallowed water, choked. Then I saw that only by timing my leg swings to the upward thrust of the ship could I save myself. The ship heaved skyward. With all my might, I swung my legs up and wrapped them about the bowsprit. But again the Seahawk plunged. Into the tearing sea I went, clutching the spar. Then up. This time I used the momentum to swing over, so I was now atop the bowsprit, straddling it, then lying on it. Someone must have called to the man at the helm. The ship shifted course, found easier water, slowed, ceased to plunge so. Gasping for breath, spitting seawater, I was able to pull myself along the bowsprit, and finally, by stepping on the wooden bird's furious head, climbed over the rail. Grimes was there to help me onto the deck and give me an enthusiastic hug of approval. The captain, of course, watched me stony-faced.
"Mr. Doyle," he barked, "come here."
Though greatly shaken, I had no time to be frightened. I had done the task, and I knew I'd done it. I hurried to the quarter-deck.
"When I ask you to do a job," the captain said, "it's you I ask and not another. You've caused us to change course, to lose time."
And before I could respond, he struck me across the face with the back of his hand, then turned and walked away. My reaction was quick.
"Coward!" I screamed at him. "Fraud!"